Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to another evening of Blog Talk Radio. I am your host and teacher on tonight, Minister Erica. I'm always honored to come before you to share in God's Word in a life practical way. We thank you for joining us each and every week, whether you join us in intercessory prayer with Minister Keisha, whether you join us in Bible study on Thursday nights. We just want to say thank you for always being a part of our ministry. So we are going to open up with a word of prayer, and then we are going to go into our lesson for the evening. Dear God, we thank you for our life, for our health, for our strength. Lord, we bless you and we praise you on this evening. God, we just thank you for all that you've done and all that you continue to do. Father, we ask that you would continue to keep us covered with your blood. Lord, we ask that you would just give us peace in the midst of the storm. Father, we bless you on today. God, we just come before you as humble as we know how, Lord, asking, Father God, that you would just continue to keep us lifted up in the middle of the chaos, God, in the middle of disruption, in the middle of just crisis. Father God, we ask that you would bless us with your peace, Father God. Lord, we ask that you would just bless those families of victims, God, who have been killed maliciously, Lord, unfairly, unjustly. God, we ask that on tonight, Father God, that you would just lift up a standard in this world. God, we thank you for all that you've done. We thank you for all that you continue to do. And God, we know that if we continue to bless you, if we would just continue to praise you, if we would continue, Father God, to call on your name, God, that we will experience your peace in the midst of the storm. But God, we know that sometimes things may look bad, sometimes things may look rough, sometimes we just don't understand. But God, it's for sure that it is definitely your doing. It is because of you, Father God, that we are blessed. It is because of you, God, that we are where we are, that we are who we are. And Lord, on tonight, we just want to say thank you. God, we just thank you on tonight because, Lord, if it had not been for you, we don't know where we would be. So, Lord, we're not going to take it for granted, God. We're not going to get angry. Although we don't understand, Lord, we will continue to say thank you in the midst of bereavement. We will continue to say thank you in the midst of the storm. We will continue to say thank you, Father God, in the midst of all of the misunderstanding, in the midst of all of the chaos, in the midst of everything that is going on. Father God, we will continue to just say thank you. Lord, we bless you and we praise you. God, we will continue to lift you up. Lord, we just ask that in the name of Jesus, Father, that you would just grant peace in the times of trouble in New York, in Chicago, in Baltimore, in Ferguson. God, all around this nation, Lord, we pray for the people of Nepal, Father God, who have experienced that devastating earthquake. God, we just pray on tonight that, Lord, we know that, you know, we don't know what you're doing. We don't know what you're up to. But, God, we pray for understanding. We pray for wisdom. We pray for obedience, God, that we can just continue to be obedient, that we can just continue to keep going, that we just continue to be patient as you do your perfect work in this earth. And Lord, these things we will continue to lift you up, to praise you and ask you in Jesus' name. We do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. On tonight, we are going to talk about peace. And, you know, in the midst of so much turmoil, in the midst of so much confusion, there is still peace. peace in the midst of the storm. And, you know, in the Bible, there are three types of peace in the Bible. The first one is peace with God. Then you can have the peace of God. And it also speaks about future peace. So as believers, we have already found peace with God through receiving Christ as his Savior. So right now we have a gift in our life, and the peace of God is a gift from the Lord. So because we are born again, we have the peace of God. And, you know, in the midst of trouble, in the midst of chaos, in the midst of confusion, God's children still have a certain calmness in the midst of the storm because we still have the peace of God. And the future peace comes about when the Prince of Peace shall come back to the earth. So let's look at some scriptures on tonight that really talks about peace, because, you know, I think in the midst of the storm, we need to consider peace. You know, we think that God isn't with us and God doesn't understand, and has he left us? Is he really here? But, you know, God is not the author of confusion. God is the author of peace. So we have to understand that his peace is still a part of our life. So it doesn't matter what's going on. We still have to lean on God for peace. And in the midst of that, we have to make sure that we are still praying, that we are not giving prey to the enemy, that we are not falling into his hands, and that he's not causing us to behave, to react, to speak, or to think in a negative way, because then that would deter us away from our peace. So one scripture in peace is Psalms 34:14, and it reads, "Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it." So if evil and bad things are going on around us, we are supposed to not take part in that. We're supposed to move away from that. We're supposed to seek out peace and make sure that we go after being peaceful. Now, I know, you know, as we've gotten older, we can understand this explanation that God has given us about peace. We're able to better understand, you know, about peace and how to not engage in certain things and how to just get into a place of quietness so that we can hear from God. But when we were young, I can't speak for all of for you all, but for me, I didn't always have that instant peace where I would go somewhere and pray or where I could just calm down. I would have been acting ugly, speaking ugly, because I didn't have that Jesus peace inside of me. I didn't allow it to just take over my life as it is now. But because I have grown, because I have developed, because I have gained more wisdom, more knowledge, and more understanding, I understand now that I immediately have peace with God. I immediately have peace with God. And so do you. You too have peace with God. So, you know, sometimes we can get off course and we can think, you know, well, Lord, why? But God, I'm just one to believe that when things happen, it happens because it's what God wants to happen. As much as we don't, you know, we might think this is not of God, it may not be of God. But one thing is for sure, and two things are for certain, things don't happen that he does not allow. And we have to trust what God allows. We have to just know that he knows what he's doing. Although we don't understand, he understands. He knows exactly what it is that he's doing. in our life. And then there's a scripture, 1 Corinthians 14:33, that says, For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. So on tonight, we have to know that where there's confusion, God didn't create that. Where there's confusion, He didn't orchestrate confusion. God orchestrates peace. So we have to begin to look at the confusion that is going on and know that that is not the work of God. Because he said in his word that he is not the author of confusion, but yet he is the author of peace. Peace. And sometimes, you know, we just have to get in that place where we have to say, peace be still. Peace be still. Isaiah 26:3 says, Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. So let's think about that. If God is able to keep us in perfect peace, what is it that is required of us? What is required of us is that we keep our thoughts and that we keep our minds stayed on him. Because when we divvy away from God, when we get sidetracked, when we get to think about fear and failure and all those things, we lose sight of our faith. We lose focus of trust. We lose focus of knowing who God is in our life. Are you lacking peace on tonight? You know, there are so many things that is in an uproar in different cities and states right now. But I know that God said he is peace. And we have to focus on peace. And yes, you know, it just, I get real practical with the Bible, and I look at the way things happen in the earth and, you know, these situations that come about, and it just, we don't always have control over people's responses to anger, to hurt, to mistrust, to, you know, all these things. We don't know how people will respond. We can sit back and say, well, they should do this and they should have handled it that way, but if I recall correctly, there is a place in the Bible where Jesus tore up the temple because he got angry. He got angry and he tore it up. So, you know, and he is the Son of God. Now, yes, you know, some people may say, no, Erica, you can't put those two together. But, I mean, it just reminds me that Jesus, too, got angry. He got angry, he turned some tables over, and he wrecked up the spot because he got tired of the foolishness that was going on. So, you know, he didn't set things on fire, no. But nobody can control someone else's level of pain. We can't control someone else's response, but we can definitely control our own. We can control what we think. We can control how we respond. And, you know, it's just like it's so much going on, but if we just lend a helping hand, if we give a positive word of encouragement, you never know how much peace that could bring to someone's life. Because people, you know, I really believe in that quote that says, hurt people hurt people. So when you are hurt, then you, because you haven't healed, is it right? No. But because you are hurting and you don't understand how to heal and no one has loved you and helped you through that, then you begin to hurt other people. Is it a good feeling? No. Have you ever been violated? And I mean violated in the sense of a car being broken into, something being stolen, your home being broken into, or at work someone stole your lunch out of the refrigerator, didn't it make you angry? Didn't it make you mad? But see, now I would hope that, you know, initially you can get mad. Initially be angry. Initially be upset that someone took something from you. But then guess what we should be able to do? We should be able to pray for those who have done things against us. Now that right there is a hard pill to swallow. So what I'm thinking about is, with all the things that are going on, let's begin to pray for these young people who have caused other people hurt. Excuse me. Let's begin to pray for these people who are responding because they are broken. Let's begin to pray for them. Let's pray that God gives them and shows them his peace, because there is nothing like the peace of God. You know, when you can be going through so many things, you can be sick in your body, but there is something about knowing that it doesn't matter how it looks, it doesn't matter how it feels, I am still blessed. Do you feel that on tonight? Are you still blessed in the middle of the storm? Can you still see Jesus? Can you still feel God's presence? Or are you steadily saying, I don't understand. They need to go and do this, and they need to go and do that. But I know that the Word of God says that we're not supposed to judge others. But it does tell us that we can pray for them. Can you imagine if every time we did something wrong, the light was shined on our wrong and it was transparent? Ooh-hoo. There would be quite a few people who would run and hide. They would run and hide. I know I would be one of them, because I haven't always been at this level of just this level in God. I haven't always been where I am right now. I haven't. But, you know, I have a devotional book, and it's called Jesus Calling. And it's Enjoying Peace in His Presence. And I'm going to share with you on today's devotional. And it reads, when some basic need is lacking, time, energy, money, consider yourself blessed. Your very lack is an opportunity to latch onto me in an unashamed dependence. When you begin a day with inadequate resources, you must concentrate your efforts on the present moment. This is where you are meant to live. In the present. It is the place where I always await you. Awareness of your inadequacy is a rich blessing, training you to rely wholeheartedly on me. The truth is that self-sufficiency is a myth perpetuated by pride and temporary success. Health and wealth can disappear instantly, as can life itself. Rejoice in your insufficiency, knowing that my power is made perfect in weakness. My power is being made perfect in your weakness. Where are you feeling inadequate? Let me bless you with my strength. So over the next few days, I encourage you to get out a piece of paper and to write out to God every area in your life where you feel inadequate. Lord, I feel inadequate in relationship. I feel inadequate in my finances. I feel inadequate in having the ability to love others because I don't feel love. Lord, I feel inadequate in just being who you have called me to be. I don't feel like I am adequate to do that because, Lord, I don't feel I'm pretty enough. Or, Father God, I don't feel that I have enough. I just don't feel like I'm enough. I feel inadequate. So, you know, those are the things that God wants us to bring to him. Bring it to him. Have you taken it to the Lord in prayer? Have you? Let's just think about that for a moment. Or have you taken it to a friend or to a foe or something else outside of God? And yes, you know, we do have lifelines. We do have others that we can count on, that we can turn to and talk to and confide in, and all of that. Absolutely. But at the same time, we must always make sure that we take our pain, we take our heartaches, we take all those things to God in prayer. Because, you know, there's such a freedom when you can just talk to God. It's such a freedom. You know, there's something about cleansing. And when you're able to talk to God and you share these things with God, it's a cleansing. It's a time of just release. It's a time of letting go. It's an opportunity where you can say, God, this is, you know, this is where I am. This is what I'm feeling. Father God, I need your help with this. And then you have to make sure that you believe. So you believe and know that God is going to do it for you. Because in Matthew 8:13, it says, it shall be done for you as you have believed. Are you believing? Are you believing for justice on tonight? Are you believing that God is going to make your finances the way you need them to be? Are you believing on tonight? Are you trusting in God on tonight? Proverbs 23:7 says, for as he thinks within himself, so is he. So what are you thinking on tonight? Those things that you think in your mind, those things that you think about, you really do bring about. So in Mark 9:23, it says, all things are possible to him who believes. Are you believing on tonight? Because the power of your thoughts, they impact your reality. They impact your life. And if you don't believe me, ladies, I want you to think about that time when you wanted that pair of shoes, or you wanted that ring, you wanted what that outfit, you wanted your hair done, whatever it was, you focused on it. You thought about it. You developed a plan and you made it come to life for you. Now, I don't know about you all, but that's something that is the truth for me. When it's something that I truly want and I really focus on, please don't think that I won't get it. It might take me a little bit of time. But what I think about, I really do bring about in my life. And, you know, your thoughts are just so powerful because your thoughts change your life. So what have you been thinking lately? Have you been thinking peace? Have you been thinking peace? Have you been thinking peace? Or have you been thinking weary? Have you been thinking about fear? Are you scared to walk outside your door? Are you fearful to be wherever God has called you to be? Are you thinking? Are you thinking in the godly way to bring about those things that you know, God has said will come to pass in your life, because if you can believe, the things will come. Now, he didn't give us a time-specific countdown. He really didn't, because there are some things that I asked God for and I trusted and I believed God for, and, you know, some things I got and some things I didn't get. But the things that I did not, guess what? I said, Lord, you know what? When you really sit down, guys, I'm serious. When you really sit down and think about stuff, I'll be like, Lord, you know what? Did you even tell me that I could have that? Was that in your will? Because apparently, if it did not manifest in my life, it was not in your will. And that's what, you know, we have to be careful about prophecy and about things that people tell us that God has said is going to happen in our life, and that God is, you know, God said this and God said that. Let me tell you something. And this is something that I was taught at a younger age when people used to prophesy over my life. I was taught that God will always send confirmation on what he says for you to do. If he promised you something and somebody else came and said, well, God said this for your life, guess what? If God said it, he's going to confirm it, and it will come to pass. Did you hear that? But some things we want so bad, and it's not in his will, and we just begging him every day, Lord, please, can I have it? Lord, please, can I have that, Jesus? I mean, you know, Lord, I really like him. He is just so fine, Father God, and I am so lonely. And, you know, Lord, it just would be nice to have a mate. And he just so nice to me, God. He just talks so nice, and he reads the Bible, and he prays with me. And, God, can I just have him? And the Lord just send you sign after sign. He send you red light after red light to say no. No, no, no. But you still saying, Lord, can I, Jesus, can I just, please, Lord, can I have him? He's so fine. And you get him, and guess what? You saying, Lord Jesus, Father God, what have I gotten myself into? And you know what the Lord is saying? You ask for him. I sent you the warning signs. I told you no. But since you want to continue to beg and insist on getting it, I'm going to go ahead and let you get a little taste of that. Have you ever experienced that? And then guess what happens? Your peace is disrupted. Lord, have mercy. Isn't that something? It's so many different ways that we can look at our peace. But on tonight, I pray that God just gives us a fresh wind of peace, a fresh anointing of peace, because without peace, we are nothing. Without peace, how do we can't function. We can't function without peace. And you know why that is? Because without peace, how is it that we stand? Without peace, how is it that we can go on? That means that we will always be looking behind our backs, over our shoulders, nervous, putting chairs up under the doors, doing all kinds of stuff. Now, God did say to watch as well as pray, but guess what? He will give us perfect peace, but our mind has got to stay stayed on him. It didn't say stayed on that wine bottle. He didn't say stayed on that pornography channel. He didn't say stay down there at the, whatever the name of that casino is they just built. He didn't say have your mind in all those different places. He said have your mind stayed on him. Is your mind in God? Are you really experiencing that peace? Because you know when you got peace. I'm going to tell you how you know. Because things can be going on in your life. And when you tell somebody your story and they look at you and say, oh, my God, you should be gone. You should be dead right now. You should be in a crazy house. Child. And you just say, nope, but for the grace of God. But you wear his peace and you wear it well. There is nothing like that Jesus peace. When people getting upset and they getting angry and they acting ugly around you or even in your face and in your circumstances, you can just look at them. And in your heart, you can plead the blood of Jesus and you can walk away. You know why? Because you got peace. And you understand that God is going to deal with them. And that's how I look at things. Now, I haven't always been this way, because I could turn around and give you some words. Yes, I could. Right. But now I just pray for people more. I pray for my city. I pray for my children. I pray for the youth of America. I pray for them. And then we're going to have to find ways to come together to just create peace for those children. When is the last time we've given a hug or just told them that you love them or just offered them some good advice or just listened to them without having any feedback? Just allow them to let it out. Peace is your birthright. You have the right to have peace. But you also have to know that in order to experience that total peace, you've got to keep your mind stayed on God. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. And thank you again for joining Warrior Women for God. We absolutely love and adore you. We're so thankful for you taking the time out of your busy schedules to join us on tonight. We absolutely love and adore you. And as we say, we love you, but God loves you best. And please be sure to join us on Monday night as we go into prayer with Minister Keisha at 712-432-3100. And the access code is 283302. And that's Monday nights at 8 p.m. Please be sure to join us. And then join us back here next Thursday as Minister Andrea will be bringing the word. We just thank you on tonight. We thank you on tonight for joining us. And please continue to pray for peace around the world. Pray for peace in your home. Pray for peace in your finances. Pray for peace in your body, wherever. Whatever is lacking, pray for peace. Fast for peace. Whatever it is that God is telling you to do, do it. Move and know that he's going to carry you all the way. So again, we bless you and thank you so much for joining us. And we will be back here next Thursday at 8 p.m. If you have a testimony, a prayer request before we close out, a word of encouragement to another woman around the world, you may press 1 and I will unmute your line. If not, I'm going to close out in a word of prayer and we will say good night. Dear God, we thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you for our life, our health, and our strength. God, we bless you on today. Lord, we thank you for your peace that passes all understanding. God, we thank you for the joy that we have in our hearts because of you. Father God, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would just support this nation. God, you said where one or two are gathered, you would be in the midst. So, Lord, we are gathered here on tonight, God, asking, Father, for restoration. Lord, we are asking that those in leadership step up. Father God, we are asking that your children take back the community. Father God, we are asking for boldness, Father God, that we can stand and speak out against what is not right, Father God. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you for boldness. We thank you for peace. We thank you for denouncing fear. God, we thank you for your love. We thank you, God, for your understanding. And Lord, we will be so careful to give your name all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. And all these things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. We did have a caller push one when I started praying, so I'm going to unmute your line.
Good evening,
caller
daughter.
Was the last bless four, eight. You go ahead.
Good evening, daughter. How are you, honey? Bless
I'm
you.
Good.
That's a beautiful message you brought tonight. Thank God for Jesus. Yes, if we don't have this perfect peace in the situation that we are in this world today, we'll be most miserable, lost without a God on our side. So we thank God. That message is very, very needful. It's very needed. I'm telling you, Lord knows, in times like these, we need a Savior. And He's the only one can give us that perfect peace. I'm telling you, because we have to carry a load, but we're not carrying it. He's carrying it for us because we give it to Him. And our backs are just not strong enough. Our hands are just too weak. Our minds are just too, you know, there's so many things on it. And so we just can't carry the load. But when we have the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, He will give us that strength that we need through His power of His Holy Spirit, through the washing of His holy righteous blood, that we'll be able to make it and go through as we hold each other's arm up and keep on trusting in the Lord and keep on praying. So bless you, sweetie. That was a beautiful message. Keep God in your life and keep on holding up His bloodstained banner. You'll always be a winner. God bless you. Now, this is your mother, your paternal mother. God bless you, Mother Gordon. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Mother Gordon, for always being faithful to our Monday night intercessory prayer call as well as our Thursday night Bible studies. We love and we adore you, and we thank you for always being a part of Warrior Women for God. So that is our study for tonight. Again, thank you so much for listening in. We love you and have a good evening. Good night.